Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Esteban Beltre. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting second. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Juan Samuel. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Kevin Koslowski. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting ninth. The shortstop, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Luis Aquino. And now, play ball. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Aquino covering, for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries hits a line drive beyond first. Thomas can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Miller hits a line drive for a single. Jeffries moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett strikes out. 1 out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ventura moves to third. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Samuel. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ventura scores. Pasqua moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. 2 outs. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beltre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Samuel hits a line drive beyond second. Sax can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kevin Koslofsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koslofsky hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. Samuel moves to second. Two outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Samuel scores. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Howard. The throw from Carcoviche, and Beltre drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sax batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sax is 0-for-1 in the game. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into right field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field. Koslofsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a pop-up towards short. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Johnson reaches second base with a double. There goes Ventura trying to get to home. McRae throws the ball into Miller, who relays the ball to McFarlane, who tags Ventura, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Samuel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Samuel strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Koslofsky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koslofsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Koslofsky strikes out. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a line drive towards the mound. Aquino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beltre is 0-for-1 in the game. Beltre hits a line drive into right field. Samuel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Samuel. Beltre moves to second. Steve Sachs, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sachs is 0-for-2 in the game. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beltre scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aquino fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Koslofsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a line drive beyond second. Sachs can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sachs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell is hit by the pitch. Robin Ventura, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Mike Boedeker now pitching. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pasqua hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive for a triple. Bell scores. Ventura goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkoviche takes first base on ball 4. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beltre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beltre hits a line drive for a single. Johnson scores. Karkoviche moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bill Sampson now pitching. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sax is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing right field. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Joyner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sax settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-2 in the game. McFarlane hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Samuel hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Koslofsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koslofsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Koslofsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines hits a line drive for a single. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Raines steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ventura is walked intentionally. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Howard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Koslowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche takes first base on ball 4. Esteban Beltre is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beltre is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Beltre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Karkoviche moves to second. 2 outs. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sax is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sax hits a line drive for a single. Karkoviche scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Sax. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Sax steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive for a single. Sax scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raines moves to second. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Miller is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Abner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sax can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Joyner is 0-for-3 in the game. Joyner hits a line drive towards center. Johnson chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Brett moves to third. Joyner moves to second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Samuel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Samuel hits a line drive beyond second. Sax can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Joyner scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, White Sox. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Kevin McReynolds pinch hits for Kevin Koslowski. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McReynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds now playing left field. Steve Shiflett now pitching. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Ventura hits a line drive towards first. Joyner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Abner is 0-for-1 in the game. Abner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Shiflett covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCray is 0-for-3 in the game. McCray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sachs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Beltre scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.